Rather than a minimum wage increase, what about profit sharing? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 23rd day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us. While it's not business, it is interesting. We're talking about Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Greenland. Speaking of political items, might former President Trump start his own social media company? We'll talk tax evasion this time, and the Wall Street Report, and there is a U.S. city that is the first to pay reparations to its black citizens. For the interview, it's Carl Brower from iccars.com. We're looking at vehicles still running smoothly at 200,000 miles plus. It's a surprising report, but first the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can follow us on Twitter all day and all night long sometimes, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there's an interesting opinion article out today from Business Insider where contributor Rashid Hassan from the George Mason University School of Business suggests that a $15 minimum wage is the wrong approach when it comes to fixing the income crisis in America. He writes that as our leaders continue to play political games, the lives of more than 50% of Americans are on the edge of a cliff. For roughly 64 million households, an unexpected $400 bill would push them into bankruptcy. In many cities and their surrounding suburbs, a $15 an hour wage may be insufficient to bring people out of poverty, he writes. After years of a widening partisan gap on the issue, Democrats have failed to take into account Republicans' valid concerns over the impact of wage mandates on small businesses and local economies. He writes that a federal intervention is necessary, but a $15 wage in San Francisco is much different than a $15 wage in rural Wisconsin. He's suggesting, and this is where this gets really interesting, he's suggesting that there is an equitable distribution of profits to employees that should start. Here's what he writes. He says that 25% of the net income of a business should be shared with the employees, and that stock options should not only be for the executive class, but be allowed for all of the employees. He argues that in this way, companies will not only boost their employee wages, but will also make them part of the engine that actually drives the company's success. He ends his piece with this, quote, "A government mandate may be necessary, but in the meantime, the imperative is on American companies, especially profitable public companies, to ensure their employees have the financial means to put food on the table, put a roof over their heads, and afford health and education costs. They deserve nothing less, but a national minimum wage isn't going to get us there," end quote. If you'd like to read the entire article, head to Business Insider and then search for Rashid Hassan. Okay, this is not business news, but it did make the news today. It seems that Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin told the New York Times that the icebound island of Greenland was, at one time, lush and green, hence the name. He said, quote, "It was actually green at one point in time, and it's been, you know, since it's a whole lot whiter now, so we've experienced climate change throughout geologic time," end quote. Okay, wait a minute. Except that's not the case. In reality, a fellow by the name of Eric Thorvaldsen, a Viking settler also known as Eric the Red, gave Greenland a misleading name in the hopes of attracting Europeans to the island. The Danish territory has been covered in ice and glaciers for at least 2.5 million years. So why does it matter? Well, some of those who deny the scientific consensus on climate change spread the myth that ice ages and warm periods between them prove that the warming of the Earth is a natural experience. Johnson has repeatedly rejected the science, showing that climate change is overwhelmingly caused by human activity. He falsely claimed that global warming is caused by sunspots, and there's nothing humans can do to reverse the phenomenon. Now you know. You know, as many of you know, former President Donald Trump was kicked off of social media sites like Twitter and Facebook following the riot at the Capitol building on January 6th. Well, now the story is the former president, who daily shared his thoughts via Twitter at all times of the day and night, may be about to start his own social media company. According to his spokesperson, Jason Miller, who appeared on Fox News, Mr. Trump is confident that this new platform will bring in tens of millions of new users and completely redefine the game when it launches in 2 or 3 months. We'll be watching. Last week, we had a story about how a study done by the Internal Revenue Service's Bureau found that high-income earners are skipping out on paying taxes. Well, today comes news from MarketWatch that's even more damning, as the National Bureau of Economic Research has released a report about tax evasion. It seems that large pools of wealthy taxpayer money that should be lining the federal government coffers are going undetected in tax audits. The study adds to the recurring question of whether the rich are paying their fair share, but it does suggest the extent of the problem could be bigger than the Internal Revenue Service's own estimates. IRS audits on millionaires recouped $1.2 billion last year, down from $4.8 billion in 2012. The new report added that the IRS is letting billions of dollars in tax revenue slip through its fingers because budget and staffing cuts have left the agency incapable of fairly and effectively auditing the 637,000 millionaires now living in the United States. Well, there was trouble on Wall Street today as stocks slipped, driven down by the fear of yet another wave of COVID-19 coming this spring. The stocks that fell the most were those companies that have the most to lose if there are any problems in the global economic reopening. The S&P 500 declined by nearly 0.8%, or 30 points, ending the day at 3910. The NASDAQ shed 149 points to close at 13227. But it was the Dow that lost the most today, off by over 308 points and falling to 32,423. Travel and retail stocks took the brunt as new restrictions are shaping up. Shares of Carnival and Norwegian Cruise Lines slumped by more than 7% each. American and United Airlines fell by more than 6% each. And brick-and-mortar retailer Gap slid by nearly 8%. You see, Germany is extending its lockdown until April 18, and nearly a third of France entered a month-long lockdown this past Saturday. Meanwhile, oil prices fell today by more than 6% due to a threat of another wave of global infections. While the U.S. is getting about 2.5 million shots in the arms of Americans each day, the number of new cases is increasing in 21 states where their governors relaxed business restrictions. And finally, there's this. Evanston, Illinois is the first U.S. city to approve a plan to pay its black residents as a form of reparations for past discrimination. Those who have lived in the suburban town north of Chicago between 1919 and 1969, as well as their descendants or others who can show that they faced housing discrimination, are eligible for reparations in the form of $25,000 for home repairs or down payments on property. The revenue is being funded through a 3% tax on recreational cannabis sales. Now you know. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a report about high-mileage vehicles that are still running smoothly at 200,000 miles plus. My guest is Carl Brower from iccars.com, and there are some surprising details here that indicate what you may think might be a high-mileage vehicle really may not be at all. Carl Brower from iccars.com is just a click away.